I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Imagine life without Google Maps. An 18th century English explorer and cartographer gets us to today's GeoQuiz. He charted thousands of miles of coastline from Newfoundland to Australia. And then he returned to Europe with impressive maps of previously uncharted territories. One place that still bears his sea captain's name is a set of islands in the South Pacific. They're partly ruled by New Zealand, and because of climate change, the island's inhabitants say they are now being forced to imagine life somewhere else. The answer's coming up, right now. The explorer's name is Captain James Cook, and the place we're talking about, the Cook Islands. Ulamila Kurirag is from the Cook Islands, where she's the coordinator for the Pacific Wave Media Network. That's Women Advancing a Vision of Empowerment. She, her husband, and their four children make their home on the Cook Island of Rarotonga. It's paradise, she says. That is, until climate change kicked in.
I know that during my mother's time, it was one of the most beautiful place and safest place to be. But now, as a mother to very young children, it's not something that I would take for granted, my children playing on the beach. I'll have to be very careful they are not around the beach area, even though that is my front lawn. They won't be there during the mean high tide. And these mean high tide could be any day. We could have beautiful weather, nice sun, swaying palm trees. But when the tide does come in, they do come in fast, and they do come in with huge, huge waves splashing on our lawns. Those waves are mean. They're really mean.
And when you were a girl, what was it like?
Sea surges, those days would only be an issue if there is a tropical cyclone coming in, a warning in force, and we could expect those sea surges. But now it is not during cyclone season. It's not during the cyclone time. It is any day, any unexpected day, we will have those sea surges.
Now, Ulamila, you're here in the United States right now as part of a kind of unique approach to talking about climate change. You're on a speaking tour with two other women from Uganda and New Orleans, the Climate Wise Women Tour, talking to nine communities around the country about the kinds of situations you and the other women find yourselves in. As usual, though, I imagine that many of the people who will come and listen are already pretty empathetic with your environmental realities. How will the speaking tour help?
But I want to approach the human issue of this because, you know, even though the global north, people are saying that the industrial countries do not have a heart. Okay, yes, that is correct. But I believe in the people, and I believe that people here in the global north would be able to lend a hand, to accept the hand of friendship, and also lend a hand to us down in the global south, Marco.
Ulamila Kurirag lives on the Cook Islands, where she's the coordinator for the Pacific Wave Media Network. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My privilege, Marco. Thank you.